Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The pace of everything is intensifying. The drumbeat is now moving so quickly in its rhythm that you can barely separate the different blows on the drum head. As we hurtle towards one world government, as we accelerate into total micromanagement with a high-tech dehumanization slave extermination grid being lowered over us. And some of us see the net, some of us read the enemy publications, the enemy public transmissions of what they plan to do to us, and we warn the people. Many don't listen, but many are beginning to listen. I'm Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide on the internet, shortwave, AM and FM stations, satellite. This is a defense of the human species against our own species, a predator class in the human species that has always arisen in civilization in the last 6,000 years since civilization developed, has now gotten high-tech tools to expand their level of micromanagement, control, and enslavement. They are openly announcing plans to exterminate 90% of the population. They are building a worldwide police state to strap us down so we cannot resist as they exterminate us. They have mind-controlled much of the public. Again, their statements are public, but the public doesn't go and read government documents or think tank documents. Their programs are moving ahead, but more resistance is mounting. We are resisting. We are defending. We are standing up for humanity. The United States is imploding. As Lou Dobbs said, the United States is now officially dead. We are going into one world government. Private property is being seized everywhere. The police are being militarized against the people. The criminal elements of the government are shipping in record levels of narcotics. They're involved in child kidnapping, child rape, child murder. It is a feast of psychopaths ruling over us, feeding on us. Again, an aberrant predator class of human who have combined together in groups as packs of venomous wolves, rending and savaging their own species. Humans are super predators. We have been the most powerful species on the planet, and now that humans have dominated every other species, we are now engaging in intramural warfare, and a tiny elite who wishes to remain hidden is now being exposed. So as their crimes become greater, as the abuse against you becomes greater, many of you who are laughing now, I want you to remember when it gets really bad who your enemies are and who carried out these attacks upon you. Maybe then we'll have a chance of defeating these parasites. The parasites are threatening to destroy the entire host. This is the type of news we have in front of us. North Korea threatens to nuke the United States. This is all over the foreign press and all over U.S. news wires, but not to be heard hide nor hair of in our news. I have AP, I have USA Today, I have the Daily Mail, all announcing in unison that masses of the population are preparing to take implantable microchips for discounts on buying and selling. Headline, young shoppers want to pay with a chip in the skin. Of course, no one is saying they want this. It's just being announced that everyone wants it. Again, you are living in the Twilight Zone. Countries threatening to nuke us. Big, huge newspapers in unison saying everyone wants chips. Again, we're entering this vortex where everything is accelerating technologically. Every 2 years, the technology doubles. That's the known technology, not the hidden technology 40 years ahead that has been exponentially dividing and exponentially growing. Again, this is where much of the arrogance and hubris comes from in the elite. We cannot even imagine the untold technologies they've been suppressing. We are in just major crisis mode as a species, and this broadcast is only one small part of the organic response of the human species against an aberrant, carcinogenic subspecies of super predator Homo sapiens sapien, now tending Homo sapien as cattle and now preparing mass culls.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we had guests lined up today yet again, but I just had them canceled, as I did on Monday, because I want to have time to take your calls. I want to have time to go over the news and information and all of the earth-rattling developments that are taking place on our planet with our species. But I got a call from Jason Burmes with the Loose Change crew reporting, and I said, wait, before you report what they're now doing to Loose Change online, before you report that to me, let me guess, they're not erasing Loose Change's numbers now that they've been caught doing a terror storm. They're freezing the numbers. And he said, yes, they're freezing the numbers to knock us out of the top 100. Now, Google Video, and if you're sick of hearing about this, I'm sick of it happening, but there are new developments. If you get into the top 100 of Google, there's something like 100 million people every week that go and watch videos on there. That's what I read in the press a few months ago, and it's growing exponentially. And when you're in the top 100, many of those 100 million go and peruse that. And once you get in the top 100, it's kind of hard to get out of the top 100. And we first discovered it 3 weeks ago. Now there's evidence that was going on before. But Google, two separate times, admits that they erased the viewer statistics for Terror Storm, my new film, and hence knocking it out of the top 100 as it was rising on its way to being number one. And we noticed that other 9/11 films, other films, period, because after I first caught them, I began to monitor the others. They hadn't been erased. When they erased mine again about a week ago, it hadn't been erased. And then Google had to put out a larger press release that thousands of people got. It's been sent to me thousands of times, saying, yes, we did it again, but it's all an accident. Then they lied and said, but we're only, you know, we're doing it to other people, not just TerrorStorm. That's not true. And now they have frozen the Patriot videos, all of them. Again, every night I spend about 30 minutes tracking this because it's so interesting, plus it's so important. And I didn't want to announce it yet. I've been tracking it for 3 or 4 days since I noticed it, and I was saying, well, maybe just the new numbers aren't coming up. So I started watching other mainstream films, other mainstream videos. Their counters are live time going up every few hours. I noticed TerrorStorm wasn't going up for several days, many of the versions. But I said, I'm going to wait and see. Maybe in a few days it'll just bump up dramatically. Then I said, let me go over and look at Loose Change. This is about 3 days ago. And I noticed they had been frozen. You know, one would be 3 million, one would be 2 million, one would be 1 million, because they uploaded new versions of a few weeks ago, so they started back over again. And I thought, you know, that, I also noticed, well, that's funny, they got millions of views, but they're not in the top 100 anymore, but stuff with just a few hundred thousand views is. And I thought, and I noticed they'd frozen their hit counter to knock them out, to cheat them out. So I guess my pointing out that they hadn't censored them, why were they just censoring TerrorStorm, has now caused a system-wide, I guess they're listening and figured out their mistakes, and now it's a bunch of other Patriot videos, 9/11 videos, the same thing. So the phone rings, Kevin's in there about 30 minutes ago, and he says, hey, I know you said no guest today, but Jason Burmes is on the line. Do you want to have him on? Jason wasn't asking to come on. He was just calling to tell us. He said, hey, they're doing something to Loose Change. And I said, let me guess. Stop right there. I said, don't tell me, because I want to confer and show you I'm doing research on this. I said, your hit counters have been frozen for at least 3 days. And that's when I noticed and started looking. Guess, actually, I've been noticing. Time flies. It's actually last Friday, so I keep saying. That'd be 6 days, excuse me. You know how it is. You start thinking about something, it's 3, and you go, wait, it's really 6 days. Time gets away from you. So there's no debating it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Google has admittedly been caught censoring the entire Chinese web. They've now been caught censoring the Indian web. They've now been caught censoring the Middle Eastern web. They've announced they're censoring. They put it on their website, they're censoring. YouTube told the New York Times yesterday they're going to censor any hate or basically anything that gets complained on or anything that's, basically anything that criticizes the New World Order. That was in the New York Times. Yesterday we posted it on PrisonPlanet.com. They, of course, were bought 2 days ago by Google and have now made this announcement. And it's because we're cleaning their clocks. They don't like it that I can make a film, and in a month and a half of being on the web, it gets 4 million viewers. And again, it's like when you're accelerating, you know, towards light speed. The faster you go, you just exponentially go quicker. You know, it took a month and a half to get to 2 million, and then it took a week to get to 4 million, and then it was going to take a few days to get to 8 million, and then another week to get to 20 million, and then another week to get to 30 million, and another, oh, yes, we're crushing the New World Order. We've got our hands around their throats. So I don't blame them. They've got to knock it, cut it, get, stop, no, disconnect. It'll be too obvious if we remove these videos. Just keep them out of the top 100. You know, their algorithm studies have shown that will keep them from reaching a mass audience and going viral, as they call it. I coined the term supernova. I don't like the term viral because information is a connotation of good, in my opinion, if it's truthful or objective or from another angle. But I guess supernova really is more destructive than viruses, so whatever. I'm now digressing. The point is, this is becoming a major scandal. And so Jason will be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast for a segment to discuss this, and I'll get Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Ryan Slickhuysen, Aaron Dykes, whoever around here wants to engage the enemy with me, and get a report out on this. Okay, let me give you a rundown of what we're going to cover. North Korea has threatened to blow up U.S. cities. They have missiles that can hit U.S. cities. They have Well, we don't know how many they have. We know they get out on the tarmac upwards of 50 missiles. We know they'll test three or four at a time. We know they've shot missiles that go out in the middle of the Pacific. They've fired missiles that go over Japan. We know the Taipong Dong 2s are based on a Chinese/U.S. design, though it's primitive, an early 60s type technology. It can hit Chicago, Seattle, New York, Boston, Toronto, places like that. They shoot over the North Pole. I mean, most of their missile tests, they shoot out towards the Pacific because there's less landmass, and I guess they don't want to start World War III, though in 2000 they did, according to the mainstream press reports in Japan and South Korea, hit the U.S. with a test missile. Again, without a warhead, without a payload. And North Korea, think of it, North Korea has missiles, has atomic weapons that our government, through AQCON in Pakistan and through ABB and the Swiss and their chairman, their vice chairman, Donald Rumsfeld, they are armed, threatening to nuke us if we put sanctions on them. Japan has slapped total sanctions on them. All their ships are barred from their waters, barred from their ports, barred from trade. No more aid. Japan gives them heating oil, rice, money, just you name it. It's billions every year. The South Koreans are talking about cutting off aid. Of course, the U.S. is literally groveling, saying we're not going to invade, we're not going to attack. China's saying we're going to do nothing. Meanwhile, Iran had inspectors all over their country, peaceful systems, literally licking boots, a moderate president in, and the neocons said that's not enough, and so they put in a hardliner, Ahmadinejad, who knows whose side he's really on with Iran's CIA past and history. But let's just look at it at face value. And they've done nothing to us, and there's a carrier group about to arrive, another carrier in the Med, and another one cruising around, there south of Africa, last time I checked, looking like it could be there in 3 or 4 days, up there in the Persian Gulf area. So there's three carriers in the area, one of them admittedly going to the Persian Gulf, and the neocons are openly saying they have special forces there preparing targets inside Iran, carrying out operations. Generals on scene admit it. Cy Hirsch has got the documents. Openly threatening to hit them with nuclear weapons. Imagine Iran. You're being threatened with nuclear attack. Your government's been overthrown by the U.S. Crime syndicate that controls the U.S. in 53. Death camps and torture centers were set up. There are special forces of the foreign country inside your country. The foreign country's threatening to nuke you. North Korea's running around threatening to nuke the U.S. and, oh, that's probably not a real nuke. Oh, they're not a threat. Oh, they're not a problem. Never mind North Korea. Get Iran. Get them. Get them. Get them. So we're going to go over this report first when we get back. Then I have an amazing clip from Stan Jones, Libertarian for U.S. Senate, on C-SPAN last night at the end of a debate he had with the sniveling Republicans and Democrats. And he gets into the New World Order, world government, SPP, all of it. And we're going to get Stan Jones on. We salute him. Tell you, the rest of you out there need to keep up with the Joneses in the fight against the New World Order. I can't help it, folks. I had to say it. But, the king of stupid puns, the king of cliche, that's me. Stan Jones, Libertarian for U.S. Senate. To the people of Montana, and we're going to put a link up on our website to Mr. Jones's Senate, so we're going to get him on. Again, we're trying right now. In fact, if he could, we didn't have him on today, but I'll probably have him on tomorrow for a longer period of time. But we're very proud and very excited about what he said. We're going to play that clip. We're putting it up on, this thing hadn't even really been seen by any yet. When we saw it on YouTube, it had 200 views. We're going to be posting it with the video up on Jones Report as a headline. That's the great part about Jones Report. Aaron is updating that from 8:30 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. I can't get him out of the office. I love him. He just wants to fight the New World Order. So he's constantly updating Jones Report throughout the day. Something on Prison Planet gets updated 3 times a day. InfoWars about twice a day. InfoWars.net once a day, but it has a lot of original content, so it's excellent. But Jones Report is really our least visited mainline website. We've got a few others that are specialty sites, one subject like Arnold Exposed or Martial Law 911.info. But Jones Report deserves your traffic. So we're going to be posting the Stan Jones Libertarian for U.S. Senate clip up there. But we're going to play it at the bottom of this hour. Then for those of you that didn't get a chance to hear my conversation with John Ashcroft yesterday, we're going to play that again, too.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
We're here for now, but tomorrow we're forever gone. Remember that when you live your life and you're worried about petty baubles and trinkets and signets of status, and when you lust after goods and power, it's all going to go away. It all falls like the mountains will one day crumble into the sea. So coming up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to air the Stan Jones, Libertarian for U.S. Senate from C-SPAN, just going public about one world government. More and more of us going public. It's hidden in plain view. And, again, yesterday morning, I was in the shower. My wife runs in, national radio show, Man Cow's Morning Madhouse, had called. They had Attorney General John Ashcroft in studio, and they said, we want you to go on against Ashcroft. And then Man Cow acted like I was just a caller and put me on with him. And I prefaced it with, I was half awake. And I told listeners that. Sure enough, the message boards, the emails, it was a minority of them, but still, you screwed up. You should have asked Ashcroft this. You screwed up. You know, you didn't do a good job with Ashcroft. Folks, number one, I'm not a morning person, and if I'd been awake roughly 5 minutes, I got out of bed, went and got in the shower. My wife ran in and said, they want you on against Ashcroft right now. I threw on shorts, toweled off, threw on shorts, ran down and was literally, because, you know, I like lean in the shower. I'm like asleep with my head up against the wall in there. I'm like halfway asleep for about 30 minutes. And you can hear me when I'm on air with Ashcroft. I'm like, well, yes, Mr. So I hadn't really talked yet. See, I ran down the stairs, got on the phone in the office, and they're like, are you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. That's about the only words I'd say, because I don't talk when I first wake up, for about 30 minutes usually. I'm one of these people that is, literally, I sleep through tornadoes going by, ripping up trees. That's happened before when I lived out in the country. I mean, I'll sleep through alarms going off. I'll sleep through people banging on pots and pans. I'm this, you know, I wake up slowly and I, so, you know, excuse me, but I am sick of it, getting in the arena, getting on the field, time and time again. And being criticized for it. We shouldn't have this attitude in the truth movement, in the patriot community. We shouldn't be such a bunch of armchair quarterbacks, a bunch of critics of our own movement. We should be taking action against the New World Order. But the government COINTELPRO operatives taught us how to act like a barrel of snakes. I'm not saying everybody out there sniping 24/7 is an operative. No, most of them are mockingbirds. Most of them are quackers. Most of them repeat like parrots. Polly, you want a cracker? Polly, you want a cracker? Over and over again, they repeat what they hear. And again, I prefaced the clip we played yesterday with the fact that I was literally right out of bed, basically, when I went up against Ashcroft. But later, I thought about questions. What was I supposed to say? What was I supposed to do? I would have just said, 9/11 is an inside job. You were involved, traitor. Which I would have done at a public function where they couldn't hang up on me. If I'd have been at a public function, I did confront Janet Reno in person. I did, you know, come out and say she was basically had blood on her hands and that it was mass murder at Waco and that the Delta Force did it under her command because Janet Reno couldn't run off the stage. Janet Reno couldn't get away. I was at the microphone down there at the LBJ Presidential Library and Museum. But when you're on the phone with somebody, if I would have just said 9/11 is an inside job and you were involved, he would have just laughed at me and they would have, you know, Man Cow probably would have let me go. But I brought up serious questions trying to trip him up, and we did trip him up and put a big article out yesterday that's at the top of Infowars.com right now. Please get it out to everybody. And again, I'm not here whining on air because a few people sent me emails and I went and looked at a few of the blogs. You know, I do that just to, you know, see what people are saying about our reports. I was over on 911blogger.com and I thought, oh, let me see what the comments are. And about half of them were, ah, look at Jones. He's being too easy on Ashcroft, or Jones, man, drop the ball. He should have asked tougher questions. Well, what are those tougher questions? I mean, imagine, this is my weird life. I'm in the shower, and they go, come confront Ashcroft. Okay. And they said, right now. And it was a good thing I got down there quick, because then they went to break, and that was it. Just a few minutes later. But, all right, I'm already digressing. The point is, I'm trying the best I can, and I want everybody to know that I'm not the best at what I do. I know that I'm a failed, flawed person. We all are. Okay? But we all, at the same time, are successes. We fail, we succeed. But I think I did a pretty good job. I got in the arena with John Ashcroft. I threw hard questions at him. And I just don't think people out there... Again, I'm worried about you. I'm not worried about the fact that you criticize me. Personally, I don't care. I got a very thick skin. In fact, I tend to like being attacked. It just makes me laugh. It's kind of sick, I think. But what I don't like is the fact that that you're so screwed up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Admit it. The moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the MT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have open phones in the second and third hour, and we're going to take a lot of your calls today. First-time callers are always welcomed. If you disagree with me, here's how the rules work with calls. We don't screen your calls, other than if you disagree with something I'm saying, you go to the front of the line. See, unlike other mainstream talk radio shows, who try to censor and control, and believe me, I've witnessed it firsthand. They try to find only stupid callers to disagree with them. And that's the secret to sneak past them. Call in and go, I like Bill Clinton. I don't like that right-winger Bush. You're on. I mean, just bam. And then you get on and say, Bush is actually not a conservative at all. He's destroying the borders, bringing in world government, expanding the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And literally, I've done that before, driving around on road trips. I've called in and gone, I've called in even testing it. And I've, you know, on some long 8-hour road trip, I'll call in and go, I'm now digressing, but it's an important story. I've called in and said, yes, I disagree with the fact that you're claiming this war is good and the, quote, liberals are against it. The Democrats are actually voting for the war. in the majority, and they've actually been warmongers in the past. I don't think this is a partisan issue. This is an issue of the defense contractors lobbying and wanting more war. Well, thank you. We don't need that opinion right now, or thank you. Call back some other time. You know the drill. It's how they train them. Been in radio 12 years, folks, and believe me, I know how this works. And I've been in studios enough watching them screen calls during breaks when I'm a guest, where they're lining up people who disagree with me and hanging up on all those that do agree. And see, they have to cheat. They can't fight on a level playing field. They have to create the illusion. And if it's fake left or fake right, they allow that false, contained, limited, false paradigm discussion. It's a facsimile. It's limited. It's not real. But I've called right back in a minute later. I've even done this in front of my wife on a road trip. She started laughing. And I just call in and go, yeah, I just don't like the president. And I just think what he's doing is despicable. And he's just doing a terrible job. And well, sir, hold on. Please don't hang up. We're going to go right to you, okay? And then you're on. They skip you right past the other people, Houston, San Antonio radio, and some of the local stuff I've called into. And then I get on the air. And I say, yes, and the host will hang up on you in 10 seconds and go, you know, you lied to our call screener. Lied? No, I didn't lie. I just acted stupid because you want stupid people to disagree with you because you can't have a real debate. You've got to cheat. We don't do that here. If you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. And we're on all these AM and FM stations, from California to upstate New York to Texas to Illinois to Indiana, Florida. And there are people out there listening, and I know some of you disagree. It's a minority, but you send me emails. I need to be killed. I need to be put in a prison camp. I'm a traitor. I'm a communist. On and on and on. Okay, call into the show. And I've gotten better about not screaming at you or laughing at you. I mean, don't expect me to be nice to you, though. Come on. What do I have to do to entice you to call in? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I was on KLBJ last weekend, and every week I get about, on average, maybe two callers. Most shows it's one, but I've had some shows with three or four call in. And I can take 20 calls, and maybe one of them disagrees. And it's always just, you're a liar, there's no Operation Northwoods, there's no world government, they're not openly spraying viruses on the meat at the slaughterhouses, there is no, you know, FEMA camps, I'm Chicken Little, I'm a liar, on and on and on. And so, here I am. I remember the folks at KLBJ 590, which is a marquee station, one of the top five talk stations in the country, wins national awards routinely. And then this year it was in the top five of the best talk stations in the country, in that big national award thing they had up at the big radio convention they just had in Dallas a few weeks ago. They got, what, fifth place? But, or was it fourth place? I forget. But they said, well, we think you're going to get a lot of people disagreeing. And I said, no, I'm not. But I said, we'll put them in the front of the line, but I'm not going to get it. And it hasn't happened. And I don't know why. I mean, 10 years ago, it was great. I could have half the lines disagreeing with me, but I guess, know the reason why. We've convinced most people. Most people have already heard the things I tell them. Most people have already learned what I'm telling them. Most people already know instinctively, and you're not stupid, you're smart. You're real smart. You have just lied to yourselves and been in denial, and so I don't teach you anything. I simply get you to look in the mirror, to look inside yourself, and look inside your brain, inside your consciousness, inside your soul, inside your intellect, and go, you know what, this is true. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm doing. And I don't put a pretty picture on it. I don't spin it. In fact, I don't even expand on. You know, I don't downgrade what I'm saying. I don't upgrade what I'm saying. But if you really had to look at it at the end of the day, I probably do downgrade it a bit, just because I don't have words to describe how bad it is. It's as bad as you can imagine and then some, okay? You've heard that saying, it's true. Whatever you can think of that's feasible, they're doing it, okay? I've learned that. I have spent 14 years studying this, probably about 14 hours a day on average. The last few years, 16 hours a day, but I'm averaging that out in my mind, giving you a dead reckoning estimate. Because, you know, 14 years ago, I studied about 3 or 4 hours a day. 12 years ago, I studied about 6 hours a day and fought it 6 hours a day. 10 years ago, I fought it about 10 hours a day. 5 years ago, I fought it about 14 hours a day. And now I fight it about 16 hours a day. Though lately, I've kind of backed off a bit. And again, I'm not here talking about myself. It's just a microcosm of, you know, of the world and what I've studied and what I've learned. So if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. The only thing that can trump somebody who disagrees is someone who disagrees and is calling from a foreign country on their own dime. And the only thing that can trump that is someone pulled over by the police at the time, having them bust in their car, or having their children snatched at the time, we've had that many times, or having their ranch taken at the time, or having their farm taken at the time they're on the line. That goes, that, and that's rare, every few, maybe twice a year. That is like a royal flush. You go directly to the head of the line. You go directly on air. And behind all of that is first-time callers, and then behind all of that is regular callers. So we want to give first-time callers and people who disagree a chance today. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I really should preface that. By first-time caller, I mean people who are first-time callers or folks that call every few months or people who can never get through. All right, let me do this right now, and then we'll get into North Korea. Then we've got two incredible Keith Olbermann clips. This guy just gets more and more amazing by the day. He had a piece a few nights ago titled, Why Habeas Corpus Hates America. He had another one, Rumsfeld Armed North Korea with Nukes. And, oh, the liberal media is, oh, it was discovered by Keith Olbermann that they gave him nukes. That was discovered by the Swiss papers, the British papers, the U.S. papers. It's all old news. We've been beating, I mean, it's in Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, out for almost 4 years. It's old news. I didn't break it. Olbermann didn't break it. It doesn't matter. It's public in plain view. The reactors, the missile secrets, the MIRV technology, the fissile material, all of it, our government or its surrogates. But they're not a problem. Threatening to nuke us again, openly saying they will destroy U.S. cities. Nothing. No sanctions. Nothing by this criminal government. But the task forces are mashing to blow Iran off the map, and the good old boys are all going to go to the liquor store and go get them a big bucket of fried chicken. Again, I talked to a friend who owns a liquor store, and he said, I said, let me guess, when are your record sales? I already could just intuitively know. Just common sense. I said, when do you sell the most alcohol? This is about 6 months after the war started in 2003, so it was still fresh in his mind. If you ask him today, they probably won't remember, you know, on average. Because I asked another liquor store owner. Well, I didn't know. I just walked in and asked him. And they said, on the eve of the war, in the first few days of the war. And I talked to somebody I know who runs a pizza place. I talked to somebody I know who's a manager at a chicken place. And they said, it's just people stumbling around with buckets of chicken, you know, people running in, grabbing huge tankards of Jack Daniels. It's just manliness, just rolling around in their homes, falling down drunk. And I got to tell you, folks, I have actually sat with family I visited while they drink whiskey, watching the war. I mean, it is religious. Guzzling whiskey, watching the military channel. Hoorah. Okay? I have visited family, and you walk in the front door, and they're trying to give you big glasses of whiskey on ice. And you sit there for 3 hours with them, and you eat dinner at their table with a big screen TV on, just talking about how we need to turn it all into a glass parking lot. And these aren't stupid people. This is what America has turned into. I'm digressing again. Here is Stan Jones, Libertarian for U.S. Senate out of Montana. We're going to get him on the show. We need to support him. He shouldn't have prefaced it with, this sounds like a conspiracy theorist. Should have just said, the elite have told us it's a conspiracy theory, and they do that to neutralize us, but this is the facts, this is reality. And he also keeps calling it communism. Communism is only one manifestation and one cloaking device of this crime syndicate. They have to have a false bipolar world, so they'll control two sides and play off the two sides against each other, but really the fight is against the indigenous populations, it's against the people. As Orwell told you, as Machiavelli told you, as the Roman historians told you, as common sense and history dictates. This war is against the people drinking the whiskey, watching the military channel. You're under attack, okay? There are people with 180 IQs, literally, inside Hive computer systems with advanced modeling, AI technologies, figuring out how to brainwash you. You're the target, Bubba. How to sell the public on eugenics. How to sell them on sterilization, how to sell them on the hemlock society, on killing you, on you being killed when you go to the hospital when you're sick, on getting rid of you after you've served your usefulness. Okay, you're the target. Don't you understand? You've been brainwashed. This is not our government. It's been totally taken over since 1947, the National Security Act. That is when they got their foothold, then they totally took over completely in 63. That is the government. Now they're totally taking over the entire society, the whole system. Here is Stan Jones on C-SPAN nationally last night. This is on JonesReport.com right now. You can watch the video of it. Here it is.
I wish to thank the sponsors for inviting me. I don't often get invited. This was an important debate. I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government. The combining of national governments started with the European Union. That union started with trade agreements, then a common currency, the euro, and now a European Parliament that is feverishly passing laws that override the laws of the member nations. A constitution was drafted but rejected by a few of those nations, but never mind. They implemented it anyway. Now it's North America's turn. Building on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the NAFTA section of the Commerce Department is busy drafting laws and regulations for a North American Union, a union of Canada, America, and Mexico. The President has attended secret meetings and signed at least two agreements under the Security and Prosperity Partnership Program. Information leaked out about the meetings, and now it is all in the open. No treaty has been signed, so Congress has not become involved. However, money from our treasury is now being spent for this effort. We will have a new currency, the Amero, and a new constitution modeled on the Soviet Union's constitution. Our rights will not be inalienable, but they will be granted by government, who can also take them away. One sign that this is our future is the plans for the superhighways from southern Mexico through America and into Canada. These plans are not secret any longer. Huge amounts of property will be taken in the name of free trade, peace, and security. You will have a national ID card with a radio frequency chip in it. That's already law in America and will be implemented by May 2000. This man voted for it. You will not be able to move about freely. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government. The strongest, freest nation in the history of mankind will be averaged into world communism. Is that what you want? Are we the people still in control of this nation? We must begin to act like we are.
Stan Jones. On that, Conrad Burns, 3 minutes.
Sure glad you got such a rosy outlook on our future for our kids.
Hey, did you hear the scumbag I forget if that's a Republican or the Democrat he was debating. Oh, you see, his answer is, I'm glad you got such a rosy outlook. See how I talk? That's why I talk like that. They're the ones killing this country. They're not good country boys. They're not good Americans. They're not good Montanans. They're fake buckets of pus. Everything Stan Jones said was true. It's all happening. It's done. But what's his answer? These minions decide it doesn't exist. They make a conscious decision to just say, you got a negative outlook, don't you, boy? The country's dying, scum. And all people want to do is go get big bottles of whiskey and go watch the military channel. I support the troops breathing new you, taking deadly vaccines. That's how you're a patriot. I'm going to stick a plastic flag made by slaves on my car. And I'm sick of it. If you're a real American, a real Montanan, a real Texan, a real New Yorker, you'll join us in fighting the scum. And if you think I'm weird for getting mad over my country dying, there's something wrong with you, and I want to punch you upside the head. I want to knock your teeth out. You want to know what I think of you?
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Your call's coming up the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. We'll also, early in the next hour, re-air my little confrontation with John Ashcroft yesterday. Because I know we aired it at the end of the show because we hadn't even gotten it yet until the end of the show. And a lot of you weren't able to listen to the full 3 hours to catch it. So we'll play that coming up in the next hour. Also, two incredible Keith Olbermann clips, little talks, little monologues he's given this week so far. The man is on fire. It is incredible. And we will, of course, be taking your phone calls and getting into North Korea, threatening to nuke us, the massing ships outside Iran, the Foley scandal, all of it. And I almost wrote some notes. Again, I was in bed last night just thinking about the world system, thinking about how to fight it. I had all these ideas, but I didn't write them down. And then I get on the air, and I'm like, there's all these things I want to say, and I don't have the notes. I'm writing notes during the break just about the true nature of the New World Order, about their true plan, about what life will be like, about how fast technology is accelerating. This is not my opinion. This is their plan. This is what's being done. And I always say I'm going to get into this, and I never do properly because I spend 30 minutes on it. I want to write a book about it. I want to make a film about it. But how do you get into all of the little minutia of it? But that's coming up. And listen, I do get mad. I'm sick of fakes who have their cars painted up like American flags, who strut around with George W. stickers everywhere, who will argue with me, who will get in my face, who will send me emails, who will flip us off at events. They're the most dangerous type of people because they mean well, folks. I love America, and we should kill whoever we want. And they don't know. They don't know. They're stupid. And the liberals, they mean well, but they don't know how they've been conditioned or brainwashed. I mean, the liberals are big on the eugenics and the social Darwinism and the master plan. And they're going to be getting into office now. It doesn't matter. It's like we're being thrown from one latrine to the next. Oh, we're in so much trouble. I mean, I'm working on getting that guest tomorrow who was inside Singapore and saw a lot of secretive stuff. You want to know what they got, what life's going to be like in just 5-6 years here. It's already going on there. Heaven help us. Before we end this hour, if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe in this fight, then you need to join us in that fight. You need to step up to the plate, and you need to get my new film, Terror Storm, and you need to make copies of it. You need to give it to people. If you can afford it, you need to buy a whole bunch of the original, high-quality, original DVDs from us. Give them as gifts. Sell them at your church. Sell them at your store, your truck stop, your vegetable stand. Give them to folks. I don't care. Make copies. Terror Storm, my new film exposing 9/11 as an inside job, 7/7, the Madrid bombing, the Iraq war, the torture, the surveillance, the brainwashing. It's an incredible film. Terror Storm, with 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 neocon agenda symposium we had out in L.A., the highlights of that two-day conference in 68 minutes. It's powerful. On one DVD over 3 hours, get 9/11 demolitions. Get 9/11 mysteries demolitions that we're carrying. Amazing film. Get Loose Change second edition we carry. Amazing. You know, don't just watch a cruddy online clip. It's cruddy compared to the actual DVD. Support us, support them, get the word out. They let you make copies of it, they ask you to, of Loose Change Second Edition. Infowars.com to order, Infowars.com, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and download them all in super high quality, and burn them to disk and use it as an activist tool, and smash these terrorists, expose them, they're becoming afraid.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.